The Burt Show.
I have often said that if somebody is coming into town and they say, okay, what is the best Atlanta has to offer? Where do I have to go? I might say the aquarium. That's a pretty cool place right there, right? But generally what I'll tell them is go to the Beltline. Go absolutely to the Beltline. I love it down there. It's an exciting part of town. Great restaurants, great bars. It's diverse. There are festivals when it's warm out all the time. I love the Beltline.
Oh, this fall weather is perfect for the Beltline too.
Be great.
Yeah.
Right?
You don't have to sweat your balls off as you're walking around.
So Atlanta City yesterday said that they're expanding it, and it opened just about another mile of the Beltline. It goes through Midtown, Virginia Highland, and Morningside neighborhoods. It starts at 10th Street now, and it goes to Monroe Drive, and right around Westminster Drive. They are calling it the Northeast, I think, the Northeast segment of the Beltline. But anytime the Beltline, I think, is expanded, it's a really good thing. It's a great thing. It's just such a great part of town. All right, Abby, so would you rather be stuck in the woods with a bear or a man? This again?
This is a question that people have been asking themselves, like, I think about 6 months ago on TikTok. There was some whole spiel about would you feel safer in the woods with a bear or a man? And women were explaining, it was a very serious thing. They were explaining why they would feel safer with a bear than a man. And so that's a question that I hadn't really had to ask myself in reality until this weekend, where I was stuck in the woods with both a bear and a man.
What?
So I went up to this really cool thing on Friday at Fernbank Museum. It's called Fernbank After Dark. It's they have their a glow thing where they have the woods all lit up with these beautiful lights, and you can check out like how the trees look where it's all like glow in the dark. It feels like someone took splatter paint to the woods and made it glow in the dark. And it's also 21 and up, so it's a very like fun chic adult thing to do.
Yeah, Fernbank After Dark is really cool because like in the wooded area, it's a beautiful trail. I've only ever been there with kids. But they also do like a jazz night too. Mm-hmm. And like to be surrounded by like all like the dinosaur bones and stuff like that. It's just, it's a really cool vibe.
Very, very cool. And so I showed up by myself. It's the kind of thing that you want to go with like a date or a group of friends, but no one was available on Friday. So I decided to go by myself and just check it out and see, you know, what it's all about in case I ever have a gentleman caller that wants to take me there at some point.
I love that for you that you just went solo.
It was a solo date.
Good
I'm in
you.
My solo era because, you know, I just want to get out and experience life on my own terms.
Good
and so I was
you.
Like, you know what? I'll go check it out and then get back to my books at home. So I went to Fernbank Museum, got myself a nice glass of wine, walked around, saw the beautiful skeletons of the fossils. You know, science is magnificent. And, you know, there's a lot of really cool things you can do. They have like a seashell exhibit, and I love the beach. So I was checking out the seashells and the meteorites. And then I really wanted to check out the glow in the dark part of the woods because it's like this, it is the thing to check out while you're there. Walk around, hang out with some people, watch how the lights light up all the trees.
Say hi to the Stegosaurus.
Say hi to the Stegosaurus. So I'm out there bopping around, and I was trying not to have too much PTSD because there was a couple behind me, and the man was British, and I just like kept twitching.
Oh, no.
I was like, God, this is such a throwback to my London era. Anyway, so I'm out there, and I'm trying to get away from all the couples because I'm realizing that it's not the kind of thing that you should really go to by yourself. It's the kind of thing that you should go to with a person or a group of friends. And so I'm like trying to go off on my own. I'm like trying to get away from, you know, the London man and also like all of the friends that are having a great time, you know, checking out the lights. And I get to this part of the woods that's kind of sequestered. So I'm enjoying the peace and solitude. I'm enjoying looking at the trees by myself and seeing everything lit up, and it's magical, and there's, you know, twinkling lights and sound effects, and it just feels incredible. And then all of a sudden, I feel somebody kind of rush behind me, and I hear a little, like a walkie-talkie, like a buzz, like zzz. And then a man goes, "So which way did the bear go?"
Oh, God.
And I turn around, and it's a security guard for the museum. And I go, he looks at me, and I look at him, and I can just tell by the look on his face, he was like, "You are not supposed to hear that." And now I am looking at all of these people who have no idea that apparently there's a bear out here, and it's just me and this dude with this one piece of information. And I'm like, do I charge out like Paul Revere and go, "A bear is coming, a bear is coming"? Or do I just act like nothing is happening? So I look at him, I give him the nod, and he rushes off to go take care of the bear or whatever. And so me, as somebody who has chronic anxiety, decides, this is not a safe place for me anymore. And I leave to go check out one of their cool sign exhibits. I mean, it really is an awesome thing to do if you want something to do on a Friday where you can just kind of be by yourself, even though the woods part is kind of the part where you want to be with someone. I watched some kind of cool science movie. I checked out all the meteorites. And then 2 hours later, after I've completely forgotten about it, I go outside and I'm like, I wonder if they ever caught that bear. And I'm looking around and it looks like everyone's alive. So you know what? Shout out to Fernbank Museum Security. They probably manhandled that bear. So you should feel very safe with men out in the woods.
So I want to follow up with you here on you going and doing single things, because I think people are absolutely terrified to do that. They think that everybody in the place is looking at them and judging them. It's a brave thing to do. It shouldn't be just to hang out with yourself. But did you get any of that at all? Or were you happy as you were there by yourself?
No. I mean, you think everyone's looking at you why is that girl there by herself? Literally nobody cares. Mm-hmm. And the thing about the lit woods outside is that it's so dark and everyone's kind of in their own mind that if you just want to go out and have a good time by yourself, it does kind of feel like you're alone because it's so dark and things are just kind of lit up sporadically. So when you're out there, it's kind of the perfect place to dip your toe into a solo adventure because everyone's looking at everything else that no one's looking around, seeing who's mm-hmm. there by themselves. So yeah, I mean, it's not that I didn't have somebody to go with. I just kind of wanted to just do something on my own terms and on my own timeline. So I'm like, I'm going to show up, pop around for a couple hours, and then go home to my movies.
Yeah, I've endorsed this for so long. When you're doing things by yourself, I specifically usually talk about it when it comes to vacations, but I just did this in Fort Lauderdale over the weekend. And it's so rare for you really to just be able to make your own decisions on your own time. You could change your mind without consulting anybody. I went to a bar on Friday night, this dive bar, and I made a choice. I could either hang out with people or I could just sit there and watch TV by myself. Whole bunch of drunk people adopted me. That seemed like fun.
Oh, isn't it neat when you do get adopted by a group?
Yeah, it was really great, right? But I had a decision, right? Yeah. And I didn't have to consult with anybody, and I never felt self-conscious about it at all.
I think you nailed it on the head perfectly. You can change your mind. Because I saw it, I was like, oh, that sounds like a fun thing to go to. But if you go with a group of people, you kind of feel like you have to stick to the plan. We're all taking time out of our Friday night to go check it out. So for me, I was like, if I am not having a good time, I can simply turn around and go home.
Glorious.
I can have one glass of wine, check out the seashells, and GTFO if I don't want to be there anymore. So it was kind of the perfect plan to check it out, see how everything is. And then if I wanted to leave, I could.
I don't think I want to label it as selfish, but maybe I do. There are so few times where your window of being selfish is actually open. And when you go and you go solo by yourself, you can be as selfish as you want. It is all on your own terms. I think it's fantastic.
It was great. So I highly recommend it. Fernbank After Dark. I think their next one is on December 13th, Taylor Swift's birthday. So if you want to celebrate the queen at Fernbank.
There's always an event going on surrounded by Taylor.
Let me make sure I add that to my calendar.
The Burt Show.